1988.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Crossing the T's and dotting the I's. But we were just talking about the corruption today through this administration, and we're going to talk a little bit about that today. I'm going to give you some accurate stats, as a matter of fact. And the stats are as to what you are putting up with in this country. But aside of that, hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And to the right of me, my pretty little princess. You can see her now on sonsoflibertyradio.com. We know her as Stephanie Joy. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, brand new website, still in transition, but the branding is pretty much complete. That is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also follow me on Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or Bradley Dean, two different websites, Bradley Dean, double E, double E, Bradley Dean, one fan page, one personal page. If you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, you can do that as well. Again, friends, got to get busy. Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter, Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter. If you do not have an account set up, friends, let me tell you what. There's a lot of people out there that either hate it or love it. It doesn't matter. They're out there paying attention to what the voice of the people is. And right now, the American people need to stand up, not sit down. They need to speak up, not shut up. And we need to take back that which belongs to us. Because as I've said so many times, this republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve this republic. So it's time to stand up and fight for the rights that God gave us. And we fight the good fight of faith in the process of establishing our rights. And in the natural, our forefathers have stated, eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. Folks, phone lines are open as well. They are accessible. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. We are turning talk radio into do radio. We are showing you our faith by our works, our love by our actions, and we are in the middle of it, striking at the enemy, not standing back or capitulating, again, when we should be fighting. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess? Is because
it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's
head. You should
head.
Almost sing that out.
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Whew, that was all those for those 1930s great, lovers out there.
Yes.
Well, of course, it's a new year. Happy New Year. Of course, you can only say Happy New Year for so long, but Happy New Year, everybody. And this year is a great time to become a son or daughter of liberty. And in fact, that is what we are highlighting this week. Well, along with that, some other things.
I got a letter here, too, for you, by the way.
Yeah, I got a couple of those letters here. I got a few things in front of me here. But what we're doing this week is we're highlighting when you give $100 to the Sons of Liberty for a donation, you receive a constitutional silver dollar coin. Now, Midas Resources, I'm sure you've probably heard the commercials here over the radio program, believes in liberty, freedom, honesty, and trust, and is a proud sponsor of the Sons of Liberty. With your donation of $100 or more, you will be sent a one-time gift, a constitutional silver dollar coin from Midas. This is a 100-year-old, real, authentic, precious metal silver dollar.
No, that's okay. You can just
silver dollar.
Silver bells.
Aww,
silver bells.
Christmas is over. I love this.
Yes.
Silver. silver dollar.
You owe me for that one.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty bad. Silver dollar that was used as money in the United States. It is what the founding fathers intended for us to use as money written in the Constitution.
See why it's so important to have a conversation before you get on live radio? Because, friends, we literally just got back to the studio here, and we've been running across the state of Minnesota in, what, -8 degree weather here?
Very cold.
In Minnesota.
Oh, my goodness.
But in saying that, I think your mouth is still frozen. That's probably what it is. Because if I'm standing outside and talking in this cold weather, it's almost funny.
I
should get it on film.
I actually do like that. I need the first segment just to thaw out.
That's right.
So anyway, this coin's estimated value in today's market is about $32.
I want one.
Well, there's a limit, one per customer, but you can call 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747 to receive one, or you can go to sonsofliberty.com to donate and receive your constitutional silver dollar coin.
I do want one.
Yeah,
I like stuff like that.
It is very cool.
Yeah.
Actually, you do like coins, and this is a $32 value, but what a cool thing to get. It's, you know, real silver back.
The coolest.
It's a 100-year-old real, authentic, precious metal.
That means it's the real deal.
Oh, yeah, the real deal.
Okay,
now I got a couple things I want to hit on, actually more than that, but we'll start with this. Gold Nuggets of Truth, which I always appreciate and love on Bradley Dean's Facebook and on Sons of Liberty Radio, I might add. This is one I particularly enjoy. It says, love him or hate him. President Truman was right when he said, I wonder how far Moses would have gone if he had taken a poll in Egypt.
Right.
What would Jesus Christ have preached if he had taken a poll in Israel? Where would the Reformation have gone if Martin Luther had taken a poll? Isn't it interesting how polls or public opinions are of the moment that counts? It is right and wrong and leadership, men with fortitude, honesty, and belief in the right that makes epochs in the history of the world.
Let me bring that a step forward, too. If Jesus preached the supposed gospel that preachers of the day are preaching, mm-hmm. he himself would have never been crucified.
Oh, that is so true.
Yes.
So I want to throw in there a good golden...
That's a shot at the lack of Christianity, by the way, friends.
That's not true, Christians, of course.
That's right.
And I also want to throw in there a nice quote from Mr. Bradley Dean. Said, America, they will always get away with what you let them get away with, Bradley Dean.
That's true.
And it's so true.
It is.
It goes along with your last article on WND. Western Journalism had some really nice comments on that. In fact, I'll bring this up while I'm on there. You had written an article called The Man Who Discovered ADHD Makes a Startling Revelation that was on Political Outcast. Well, it actually got picked up by Natural Cures NotMedicine.com and received 54,000 likes on it.
That's it.
That's
huge. That's not reads. That's just shares.
That's right. So 54,000.
Good for you guys.
ADHD and all these, you know,
that
quote
means people
unquote.
That are listening are getting involved, and that's what we're looking to do. Hey, listen, we're starting the fire and we're letting it spread, and that's exactly what the people are doing.
And we're exposing the dangers of these antidepressants. So lots of people were very touched by that article. Obviously, it is a big issue today with lots of people saying, "Listen, you put your kids on, you know, for this, for attention deficit disorder, for this and that."
And when, in fact, the attention deficit disorder, as they call it, which is contrived, by the way, friends, lies at the door of the parents, not the kid.
That's exactly right. Yeah. They're looking for dad and mom. Now, I'm going to make a recommendation. I don't think I've ever done this here in the Sons of Liberty.
Oh.
I love this YouTube video. This is my own personal recommendation. If you go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, it's the picture of a prophet. Watch that video clip.
Yeah,
it's one
great.
Of my favorites. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
The picture of a prophet on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Please do share and enjoy that one as I have.
And he's not preaching peace when there is no peace.
That's
he's
exactly
doing just
right.
the exact opposite. Friends, you got Bradley, Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, PhD, and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen. Have a good day.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
All right, so again, live radio, friends. Here we go. Headlines. U.S. voted greatest threat to peace. Why? Because of the corruption in this administration. The left's latest mantra, income inequality. Folks, remember, equality is always under the rule of law, and God is the source of all law. America, wake up from this nightmare. In other words, don't tolerate the corruption. Folks, it's all the corruption in this administration. Case in point, did you hear just on the break there, Jerry Sandusky, the pedophile, he wants his pension that he lost. Oh. But see, friends, he already forfeited his rights when he broke the law. You remember the whole Penn State scandal? Remember the guy that was busted for, 44 counts of pedophilia? Mm. I believe it included his own adopted son. He wants his pension back. This is how far
criminals
back the American
right.
people. Yep, they're kicking up against the law because they believe they still have rights. Because after all, we see this happening across the land throughout this administration. Everybody's decrying, hey, listen, I want my rights. When you break the laws that are established, you forfeit your right. You don't have any rights. But let's get to this. What I want to do in just a minute here, Steph's got one more thing she wants to share with you, but I want to talk about the administration, and I want to talk about how the American people need to realize who's at the helm of their country, because when I'm talking about corruption in this administration, this is who's at the helm of the ship that we're all on, okay? So, and then I'm going to get Chase up real quick, too.
Okay, sounds good.
Yep.
Well, you know, yesterday we had read a little bit about a comment from a lady who she responded to an article that Bradley wrote called "See What the Radicals Expect You to Forget." You know, she said she pitied us and she's a woman of faith and, yeah. and our faith is only the faith of evil and blah, 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 for exposing the homosexual, the radical homosexual.
You got to keep
agenda.
In mind there's a spiritual faith and there's a carnal faith.
Exactly.
Okay.
Lots of people say they have faith. Well, do you have faith? Well, of course I have faith. I have faith in, you know, I've got faith in myself. I've got faith in my ability. What is true faith is faith in Christ.
Yeah.
So anyway, we were exposing the radical homosexual agenda and what's behind all that and their attack upon children and so on and so forth. Well, we had one lady, or Matthew, step up to the plate, and this is what he said in response to the response that we
gave you
yesterday.
By the way, this is the point that I'm trying to make for people when I'm basically fleecing the people that are listening to the Sons of Liberty on a daily basis, that you need to get involved with this mm-hmm. individual actually responded, and this is how he went.
Amen. This is great. He said, "What is this lady talking about? Wendy, you've clearly never taken the time to read up upon these criminals. There is no hatred here, just facts. No opinion, just truth that people need to see so these people can be kept from harming more kids. It were better for him."
Okay, wait a second. So, in other words, Wendy's equating hate to the enforcement of the laws of our constitutional republic.
Yeah, she referred
That's right.
to us
so
as
So are the
like,
radical homosexuals.
She referred to us as, like, you know, Nazis and, like,
That's
the
right.
Westboro Baptist.
So are the pro-abortionists. That's
right.
right. Okay,
exactly.
Good. Okay, yep.
But what he's saying is he's using scripture, something that, you know, Wendy failed or neglected on purpose to not use. And he said it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. You'll find that in Luke 17:2.
Yes.
I don't know what you have faith in, but I would, quote, examine yourself, whether ye be
That's
in
right.
the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobate?
First Corinthians. Oh, that's
1 Corinthians 13. Yep, 13:5.
Yep. Yep.
And he said, thanks, Bradley, for exposing the truth about these crimes and the sick minds behind them. And that's
and
good because
sick they are.
That's right. We're
yep.
getting people to jump in, like you said, the fight with us and say, listen, we don't need to mention anything. You guys got this, you sons and daughters of liberty in hand. And it's amazing, too, when you see, you know, one of our enemies, scoffers, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys
yes.
that make comments on, you know, Sons of Liberty Radio on the Facebook or whatever.
Yes.
You see the Sons and Daughters of Liberty rise up and say, listen, you know, one way or another, you don't like
whatever.
It.
Whatever.
Yeah, exactly. They're basically putting them in their spot with the Word of God, with the laws of our Constitutional Republic, and they're standing up for what many men and women have fought, bled, and died to give us. So,
amen. That
congratulations.
Is, that is gratitude.
We're giving
yes.
a pat on the back to all you Sons and Daughters of Liberty out there. And Matthew, we appreciate your response. This is
now,
wonderful.
we could spend the whole hour just on responses on the
yeah.
Facebook ads
and so forth.
We just try to kind of hit the hot topics all the time.
Right.
So anyways, Chase is on the phone right now. Were you done?
I can be done. I'll say one more thing.
Okay.
One YouTube comment that we had about your one thing tyrants forget that God does not said, great information to hold. Thank you. And I think people are really appreciative that, you know, another one that we had was thank you for letting us know what's going on in the culture out there. Sometimes, you know, people are working. They're not quite involved in things on the front line so much as we are. So what we're doing is we're kind of going to the battlefront and then coming back and giving you the report of what's going on.
Yeah.
So we appreciate all your support and everything. And, of course, we'll continue to give you the truth. And you guys can find true media sources here with the Sons of
Liberty. Yeah, and hey, you know what? Even when we do high school assemblies, colleges, or tea parties and such, we challenge people to go find out and cross-examine everything we're telling
mm-hmm.
you. Because, again, on the Sons of Liberty, we're not giving you our opinion. We're giving you the facts.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, let me go back to one of the founders, Daniel Webster, when he rightly said, I apprehend no danger to our country from a foreign foe. Listen carefully. By the way, that's very similar to what James Madison, the fourth president of the United States, known as the father of our Constitution, said when he said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into America, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Let's go back to September 11th, right? But Daniel Webster said this. He said, I apprehend no danger to our country from a foe. Our destruction, should it come at all, will be from another quarter, from the inattention of the people to the concerns of their government, from their carelessness and negligence. He said, I must confess that I do apprehend some danger. I fear that they may place too implicit a confidence in their public servants, not demigods, and fail properly to scrutinize their conduct. That in this way they may be made the dupes of designing men and become the instruments of their own undoing.
Mm-hmm.
Make them intelligent and they will be vigilant. Give them the means of detecting the wrong and they will apply the remedy. So what kind of a message is in America to the younger generation when they have been entrusted to serve cannot be trusted? Because only 12% of the American people say that they have confidence in government as an institution. Government is good. I'm for good government. I'm exposing bad government constantly on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com here. Okay? Just bringing forth clarification. Chase, let me get you on the radio really quick.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Speak into the microphone and act as if you are a man.
I'm a
That's right. Deepen that voice. Speak it out.
Man.
You
yes.
got a steel, steel spine here.
Spine of steel.
Okay. Well, either way. All right. Man of steel.
You're very steelish.
You're strong.
There you go.
I'm very manly.
I'm
no effeminacy here, right?
That's right.
Okay. what were you telling me just a little bit ago? Because I was laughing at what you said to me, because of all the crime that comes to the surface concerning this administration on a daily basis is just mind-blowing. And here is the man that is standing and taking control of the ship that everybody is on. What was it that you brought forth to me today?
I saw this article yesterday on Obama's aunt, and she's been living in Boston in government paid for housing on government disability as an illegal immigrant for decades.
Oh my goodness.
The same judge who ordered she be exported prior to Obama's election has, since Obama's election, allowed her to stay.
Really?
And they're asking the question, do you think you might have something to do with this?
Like, no.
As an illegal immigrant.
As an illegal immigrant. She made a statement the other day on, I don't know if it was CBS or CNN, whatever. She said that you, the American people, have the obligation to make me, this lady, a citizen, because she came over as an immigrant.
Unlawfully.
The obligation.
Yeah, unlawfully.
We're wondering what kind of a mindset is in an administration of the country.
Well, the wicked walk on every side when the wicked are exalted, and this man has been put into a position where he has no business being whatsoever. And in the process of doing that, what do you see? You see the wicked following in close pursuit in the footsteps of those that are leading the way, because, again, the American people stand back and allow him to go ahead and take the helm of the ship that, by the way, everybody is on. Now, I want to share with you some facts here, friends, because the Capitol Hill Blue did some research on the Congress, and here are some of the facts. 111 members of the House and Senate have run at least two businesses that went bankrupt, okay? Often leaving business partners and creditors holding the bag. In other words, acting as if they have some congressional immunity to actually walk according to the laws of our constitutional public. Okay? 79 of them that have credit reports, they're so bad they can't even get an American Express card on their own. But as members of Congress, listen, friends, the voice of the people, they get a government-issued American Express card without a credit check. Isn't that interesting?
Wow.
64 have personal and financial problems so serious they would be denied security clearances by the Department of Defense or the Department of Energy if they had to apply through normal channels. But again, as members of Congress, the voice of the people, they get such clearances simply because they fooled enough people to get elected. Wow, folks, I'm going to go on and on and on and on with the crimes of those that represent we the people. And after we're done, I hope that we can all realize that we have to take responsibility and remove them that are corrupt, that represent we the people, because it's not a representation of good people that abide by the laws of our constitutional republic. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The bad boy of broadcasting, ManCow, has found a new home. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Capitol Hill Blue did some research on Congress, namely their corrupt acts in which they continuously manifest on a daily basis. 64 of those in Congress have personal and financial problems so serious they would be denied security clearances by the DOD or the DOE if they had applied through normal channels. 31 members of the current Congress have been accused of spousal abuse in either criminal or civil proceedings. Wow. 9 members of Congress have been accused of writing bad checks, even after the scandal several years ago, which resulted in closure of the informal house bank that routinely allowed members to overdraw their accounts without penalty. See, they're lawless, friends. 33 have driving while intoxicated arrests on their driver's records. 34 if you include President George W. Bush, but he never served in Congress. Why should he have to? He was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. Just ask Daddy. 24 are or have been defendants in various lawsuits ranging from bad credit, debts, disputes with business, partners, or other civil matters. See, friends, the mindset is that if we serve government, in government, we can go ahead and do what we want without consequence of the law, which is opposite of their purpose. 17 of those that serve we the people in Congress have drug-related arrests in their backgrounds, 6 for shoplifting, 5 for fraud, 4 for assault, and 1 for criminal trespasses. And by the way, these are just the ones that have been busted. Folks, you need to understand that criminals mock society's laws. Your compassion is a weakness that your enemies do not and will not share, because criminals thrive on the indulgences of societies. Societies. You like that?
I like that.
Do another song.
Like,
That's right. Criminals thrive on the indulgence of society's understandings. The corrupt depend upon you and your ignorance of the Constitution and its embodiment of its laws. By the way, if you weren't, and I'm not speaking to everybody, of course, but if those out there understood the Constitution, they in government that serve we the people through Congress know within themselves that they couldn't get away with the things that they get away with today. Folks, when you live in darkness, the only light that you have is the truth. That is the Word of God. John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. And it's the truth that makes men free. You know, I remember Spurgeon, Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, just read a commentary the other day. And he said that if the Lord gave free rein to his people, he said they would choose to run in the paths of holiness. That's liberty to a real Christian.
That's good.
That's exactly right on the money. Yep. So when you live in darkness, the only light that you have is the truth. And it would do us all well, America, to stick to the light that not only exposes but reproves the darkness and refuses the darkness. Listen to what Benjamin Franklin said. A nation of well-informed men who have been taught to know and prize the rights which God has given them. Remember, friends, all of our rights come from God, for God is the source of our government. But he said, a nation of well-informed men who have been taught to know and prize the rights which God has given them cannot be enslaved, cannot be enslaved, cannot be enslaved. It is in the religion of ignorance that tyranny begins. Why do we have tyranny? Because of ignorance. Case in point, go to Time Life magazine. Time magazine is labeled the following people man of the year, just to prove my point. Adolf Hitler, for those that did not know, was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1938. Yeah, you heard me right. Man of the Year in 1938 in America. Hitler was a fascist dictator whose political scheme cost the lives of over 50 million people during World War II. 12 million of them people, of whom were exterminated through his death camps and other vicious means. 6 million being those of his political opposition in his own country. Joseph Stalin was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1939. In 1942, do you see why our forefathers told us to study the past? So we could prevent crimes in the future. You know how you prevent World War III? Maybe I said that. I was going to say, you know how you make sure that World War III never comes to pass? Prevent it, right? You stop it, right?
Yeah, that's right. So you, yeah, say, you know how you prevent. You already used your word.
Yeah, I did. I kind of.
You know how you stop World War III from taking place? You use preventive measures.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so Stalin was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1939 and 1942. And keep in mind, Joseph Stalin was the tyrant of the Soviet Union who was responsible for killing 20 to 30 million of his own citizens. And by the way, he is the one that was responsible for saying that he could have never did it had they not given up their guns. Nikita Khrushchev was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1957. Nikita was a Russian communist who seized power as a dictator over the Soviet Union when Joseph Stalin died in 1953. He liked to threaten and bully his opposition, and his leadership of the communist bloc in the Cold War was so dangerous, he had to be removed by his own subordinates, those that were under his authority, under his rank. Richard Nixon was declared Time's Man of the Year. Folks, they love to rub this in your face because they love to honor themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So Nixon was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1971, and we all know Nixon was impeached due to his abuse of power and obstruction of justice in the Watergate scandal. And for those that did not know what Watergate was about, friends, it was an uncovering of the pedophilia scandal that was going on behind closed doors.
Yeah,
were you told about that? No! Henry Kissinger, speaking of pedophiles, was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1972. Kissinger is a known globalist. By the way, he's also the one responsible for saying to the American military men and women that serve we the people that they're stupid animals. But he was Time's Man of the Year in 1972. He's a known globalist in support of a new world order. You can go online, find this all over the place. You can see him say it out of his own fat face. Bob Chapman, editor of the International Forecaster, who spent 3 years in U.S. Army counterintelligence, said Kissinger is a known pedophile in other countries. He stated, "I went to Rome one time. They wanted to take over the observatory, Romanio, and front page of the paper, Henry Kissinger's in town. Hide your children." He said, "I'll never forget it." Yet he was Times Man of the Year. And of course you wouldn't see what kind of headline in that kind of headline in the United States, because it would expose a whole lot of them. Kissinger was also quoted, as I just said, "Military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy." Wow! Folks, why are they still there? Because the American people tolerate it. Come on. Once we get over this line and we take responsibility, I'll tell you what, we're going to grow in grace. Majorly. When we understand that Christianity is not about us, but it's about Him, if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness, we need to be quickened by the Holy Ghost. By grace are we saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God. Then we're going to be led by the Spirit of God. And I'll tell you what, the way that He leads us is into the battle, not away from it. You've been taught by the professors in America the exact opposite of what the Spirit of Christ really does. We follow Christ, not man's opinion. A bunch of hirelings, effeminate hirelings. What about Ayatollah Khomeini? He was declared Times Man of the Year in 1979. Khomeini was a Shiite Muslim who became the dictator of Iran in 1979. Remember this joker, friends? The Ayatollah came into power as part of the United States President Jimmy Carter's human rights policy. Using the youth, he headed a mass campaign of torture, rape, and execution against political opponents as well as their families, close friends, and anyone who was accused of insufficient Islamic behavior. Now, isn't that exactly what this administration is attempting to do? Isn't that what I've always said, friends? Oh, don't give me none of this, Bradley. You're so cocky and arrogant. No, I'm just almost mocking the stupidity of some of the people that won't listen because I'm not on the radio trying to have a good time. And I also want to remind you, I didn't apply for the job. God makes men what men are. Men do not. God ordains. God anoints men. And I'll tell you this, nobody with the right head on their shoulder is going to apply to expose crime on a continuous basis. It's not a lot of fun. But I'll tell you what, it's the Spirit of God in a faithful man's mouth, and I'm not bringing accolades or merit to myself, but I love my God enough to declare what He said, and when I look at history, He's right again and again and again and again. And I'll tell you what, if I want to prophetically know where I'm at today and where I'm going, I can read Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, because that is prophetically right on the money as to where we're at. We don't need a bunch of false preachers talking about the rapture as if to say God's going to raise up an army only to take them out before the battle. Rapture is unscriptural. And let me tell you this, those that talk of the rapture, let me remind my listeners that the only reason they talk of the rapture is because they want to be raptured from responsibility. Had we kept the commandments of the Lord because we love Him, Scripture tells us, John 14:21, we wouldn't be where we're at today. If we're so thankful for what God did through His Son, Jesus Christ, we wouldn't allow darkness to reign. We wouldn't let the gates of hell open on our posterity and on ourselves, present or at length. And of course not. Our forefathers didn't do that. And if we want to know what they did and how they did it, then why don't we study out how they did it and who they followed? And I'll tell you why people run from that direction is because they don't want to actually have to bring about the actions to right the wrongs. Yet we have the freedom to right the wrongs. They would rather sit around and talk about how bad everything is rather than fix the problem. That's not gratefulness, friends. That's a lack of gratitude. You got sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'm going to come back with a couple more. Men of the Year, according to Times, Man of the Year. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Hello,
this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Interestingly enough, talking about Time's Men of the Year, debased, carnal reprobates, they love to give each other accolades, and they love to rub it in your face, friends. I don't know if you know this or not, friends, but I believe it was Time Life's Man of the Year just last year. Remember that Sandra...
Oh, Fluke.
Sandra Fluke.
Yeah.
Remember how she couldn't get 10 people to come to anything she had to do, and she was getting national attention for being an absolute fool?
Yes.
They were considering making her Time's...
Person of the Year.
Person of the Year, that's right.
They changed it now to Person of the Year.
See, they do that because they want to rub it in your faces, friends. You ever see those little coupons you get? You get all these free magazines. They want to give you free magazines because they want you to believe that the masses agree with what they're doing when, in fact, they don't.
Yeah, I'd like to make a point on that, too. As you look at Time Magazine, like, look at the kind of people as you're bringing forth that they're exemplifying as, like, the standard or to have some great achievement to be Man of the Year, Person of the Year.
That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. And there you have it. Woe unto those when all men speak well of them, for so did they of the false prophets. And friends, it is so, it's another point of reference to make, friends. They're doing this to show you how stupefied you've been just to accept their stupidities and how they exalt themselves above men. But that's nothing new, because when you read Isaiah 14, that's exactly what the enemy did in attempts to usurp God.
Yeah, and
when in fact that didn't work out too very well, did it?
The proof is in the pudding. Look at who they're glorifying. They're glorifying people like a Sandra Fluke, like a Hitler, Nikita Khrushchev.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, when is the point where we really
Barack Barack Hussein Obama.
Yeah. When we go back, when do we reel back and say, why are we highlighting these people like they are some substantial figure of the year? Like there's some good example for folks.
That's right.
Look
and people,
people
can't stand them. And it seems like the more the people can't stand them, the more they highlight these criminals. And that's exactly what they're doing.
So it makes you ask the question, well, what kind of people run time that they would be glorifying these individuals in front of our faces?
Yeah.
So it's kind of an interesting note. It just reminds me of it. This is kind of a side note, but I remember one time I called on a theater and I said, you know, I was asking about a particular show that they had playing there. And I said, well, you know, is it clean? Is it family oriented? And the person on the other line, he said, well, there's no nudity in it. It's like, okay, obviously your standard of what's right and what's clean and what's family oriented is not my standard of what's right and what's clean and family oriented. So when you look at the people of Time Life magazine who are pushing forth these individuals, your standard is obviously not congruent with the standard found in the Word of God. People can say, well, my standard is different than yours. Well, I don't think this is wrong, and other people think this is wrong. And listen, the ultimate thing is we have to go back to the Word of God, which is the ultimate truth, the ultimate source, because if you don't follow the Word of God, then you're going to get people like Time exemplifying people who are criminals, murderers, immoral, so on and so forth.
Not exemplifying, exalting.
Exalting those.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's exactly what it comes down to. It's just, it's absolute foolishness, and it's only there, again, because we tolerate it. Friends, I don't know, when I read the Word of God, I don't know any other message but take heed. And take heed means take personal responsibility. Take heed means pay close attention. Take heed, take heed, take heed, take heed. How many times did the Lord say it before we actually listen to what he's saying here? And how many times did he say, many will come in my name? In other words, many will come claiming that they're of me when in fact they are not of me. And we know in Scripture in 2 Corinthians 11, it talks about how Satan transforms his ministers as the angel of light. Hey, folks, you know what? When I go, let's put it this way. I've done a lot. And I've been out there. And you know what I get judged for, friends? Everything opposite of what Christ said you were to judge a man by. Judge me by my fruit. Judge them by their fruit. And instead of doing what Christ told you to do, you judge them by what others say about them, or in this particular case, crime in government. You judge them according to what they do, not by what they say. But America judges these politicians by what they say, thinking, well, they can't be that bad, because if they were, they wouldn't be in power.
They mentioned Jesus.
Who's allowing them to continuously roll over the Constitution of the United States and your religious freedoms and your rights? Nobody else, so we need to take heed. And like it or lump it, friends, it's up to you. If you want a future, then take heed and act out that which is right. Because if you don't, you're going to let a small minority, and you're going to go down in history as a bunch of fools that allowed a small minority to usurp everything that you are and take it away under the guise, the color of law, when in fact it is not the law. I got one more. Mikhail Gorbachev, Time's Man of the Year. Gorbachev was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1987, and in 1989, Gorbachev was an active member of the Communist Party during his college years, and eventually became the head of the Soviet Union until its dissolution in 1991, or so they say. He's a self-proclaimed atheist and globalist. He now lives in America, California, by the way, attempting to push his global government ideology through the socialized program GLOBE. GLOBE stands for Global Learning and Observation to Benefit the Environment. GLOBE is taught in over 10,000 American schools today. Need I say any more? Let me go back to Ayatollah Khomeini, by the way, too, who slaughtered thousands and thousands of his own people by using the youth to do his executing for himself. President Reagan said and criticized Khomeini as a maniacal fanatic who has slaughtered thousands and thousands of people, calling its executions. And yet Time magazine calls them men of the year? Why don't you just call them for what they are? Tyrants of the year, murderers of the year. And I want you to remember something here, friends. Just going back to the topic of abortion, again, talking about taking responsibility. Hey, friends, call it what you will, but the American people on their watch have allowed more murder to take place on their watch through abortion than the German people did allowing Hitler to do what he did. That's a fact.
You know, I got to.
That is a fact. And tell me people don't want to hear this message. If that was the case, then why are we tracking so high on our listenership? Because people know it's true. And I want to tell you what godly repentance is going to be wrought to the conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment isn't going to be by coming and tickling your ear and telling you lies and putting your head on a false pillow of grace. False grace. It's not time to sleep. It's time to awake. For Christ will give us light, Scripture tells us in Ephesians 5. Folks, we need to keep in mind the Holy Spirit will never, ever comfort a man that's in sin. And sin oftentimes is through omission, by tolerating that which God does not in a world. How can you be at peace, America, with an administration that's at war with you? Tell me. I'm not talking about revolution. I'm talking about restoration. And by the way, if we still, as the people, we're not winning the day, then why are we still here, friends? Judgment takes place incrementally, and it's called a siege. Siege means little by little. If they were to assault you the way that they are, by the way, they are being emboldened, so that's another warning sign from the Lord as to where we're at. Because when you look in Leviticus 26, God gave it in steps. Well, we're taking another step by allowing this criminal administration to do what they're doing to the American people. You know what I seen today? I seen online where they were talking about, you know, tell the IRS to quit harassing conservatives. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Who's paying for the demise, friends? You are. You're paying for your own undoing. Remember how Daniel Webster talked about dupes of designing men? That's what these men are. Maybe it's just time to shut the TV off. Hey, I've heard this before. Psalm 23, modern day version. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith. It destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. And yeah, though I walk in the shadow of the Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruption for the TV is with me. Its cable and its remote control, they comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, how long that may be, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever.
You know,
shame on those that tolerate this garbage.
That is so true. And going back to what you said, I think one of the best things that Jesus ever said in the Word of God was, you know a man by his fruits. Sometimes people think, well, you know, the congressmen or women, they talk about God and they say, God bless America. So whatever they say, they're not looking at what they're doing.
No.
I remember Nancy Pelosi.
Do as I say, but don't do as I do.
Nancy Pelosi, for example, a woman who supports abortion. She gets on there on an interview saying, oh, the Word. I believe in the Word.
You got that, Chase?
You can say the Word, all you want, but your fruit does not line up with the fact that you believe the Word and you really think on the Word. I mean, if you look at musical artists, they get up with their awards and they thank God and they thank Jesus as they take their clothes off for the world to see, as they promote immorality and promiscuity and drinking and alcoholism and drugs. It's like, you know a man by their fruits. It's not difficult.
Do you want to hear this whack?
Let's...
Oh, we are done. Hey, folks, maybe we'll play that tomorrow.
I think
it's so.
It's just so bad.
Worth
it.
The Word.
What does the Word say about people like you, Nancy Pelosi?
That's right.
You witch. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sons and...
Daughters of Liberty.
1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya!
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.